Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Cipriani. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayden Cipriani Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Prenant.
What's up, San Diego, and a happy Wednesday to everybody out there in America's finest city. I'm Brayden Sir Prenant. This is the Brayden Sir Prenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. I'm alongside Frank Marchese. We're bringing you up to 2 o'clock. And Gwen and Chris on the Gwen and Chris program, which will be fun, as usual. Full Gwen and Chris program after us, by the way. We got Aztecs basketball tonight against USD. A little cross-town rivalry, if you will. Rivalry, maybe. A little cross-town showdown. I ask all the time at USD, like, what do you call this thing? And they have a different answer every time.
A game.
It's a game. It's a game that USD obviously really wants to win. San Diego State USD basketball tonight at 7 o'clock. You can hear it on USDToreros.com. I think we're the only people broadcasting it tonight. I will be on the call with Jack Cronin. Should be a fun time. Looking forward to that after I have football practice. A lot going on today in the Brayden Zabrenant world. Now, that being said, we could talk a little bit about the World Series last night. We're going to talk about that in a second. Great to see the Blue Jays win. Blue Jays did pretty well last night. The best news about that, here's my thing. I don't want to say I don't care who wins. I mean, obviously, it'd be nice to have the Blue Jays win. You don't want to listen to like the Dodgers fans again for like another year, talking about how great the team they root for is. But I'm not like super, I can't say one way or the other. And it's funny, we're going to talk about the ratings later on in the show. The ratings for the television audience of the World Series. I mean, we're seeing some like low numbers and a decline for the World Series in the United States. It's up in Canada. Well, I wonder why. There are teams in the World Series. It's up in Japan. Well, I wonder why. A lot of their best athletes are playing for the Dodgers. But I think a lot of people watching the World Series are mostly just watching to hate watch the Dodgers at this point in time. I mean, I watch it. I'm not super into it. I told you guys that yesterday. Once your team gets eliminated, it's like, do I really want to watch this? Especially when like one of the teams you dislike is in it. But I watched it last night. Thought the Blue Jays played well. But the best news was it forces Game 6. There has to be a Game 6 now. That's the best part. Want to know why that's the best part? Because Game 6 is on Halloween. Gives me something to do on Halloween. I got a game to watch. Well, my family and I hand out candy in the neighborhood. Guess what's got to be on the front porch? The TV of the World Series. Could be great. This is what I need. I like having the World Series on or some type of college football, NFL, something on Halloween. And now you get it. Now you get World Series Game 6 on Halloween. They have to go back to Toronto. Are we going to hear Dave Roberts bitch and moan about flying to Toronto, flying internationally? Maybe. Here's another rooting interest for you, San Diego. I don't know if I mentioned this before. I talked about it briefly. I mean, obviously, you got Alejandro Kirk, who's from Tijuana. You also got Tyler Heineman. He lives at Scripps Ranch. That guy's a San Diego guy. He's actually my neighbor, which is kind of cool. So there you go. He's not a San Diego guy. He's from Pacific Palisades, but you know what? He moved down here. San Diego resident now. Does that count? Is that enough for us to root for him, Frank?
Fair enough.
Tyler Heineman lives in Scripps Ranch. Sounds good. We're going to claim him as our own. We got to find ways to root for the Blue Jays even more. Last night, a lot of good plays by the Blue Jays. But we got some Padres news yesterday as well. People wanted to, you know, talk about it. And there's a couple of different angles we want to go with this. The news that we got from Kevin Acey yesterday, I think it's significant. It's about the Padres' managerial search. Now, here is what Kevin Acey is reporting. The Padres began their second round of interviews for their managerial opening on Tuesday by hosting Albert Pujols for several hours. It is not known how many other candidates remain, though the Padres have narrowed the search to whom they consider finalists. The manager's job became open when Mike Schilt retired earlier this month. The second round of interviews is being conducted in person after candidates and team officials spoke over Zoom last week. The Padres also interviewed bench coach Brian Esposito and pitching coach Ruben Niebla in the first round of interviews. It is not known who else has interviewed, as the Padres have prioritized secrecy in the search. Now, Albert Pujols was part of MLB Network's pregame coverage for Game 3 of the World Series on Monday and had been scheduled to be part of the coverage on Tuesday, but instead, multiple sources confirmed he was in San Diego. He goes on to talk about Pujols with whatever his managerial experience is, which is basically just the Dominican Winter League and the Caribbean Series. Goes on to talk about the 704 home runs that he has. And he also lists at the bottom of this particular article, to finish it out, the Padres do covet his experience and cachet with players built over a 22-year career that ended with his retirement in 2022. What does this all mean? It could be a couple of different things. As you look at it, and this is what you have to understand. I mean, he's obviously getting some information. Kevin Acey's getting information from people behind the scenes. They're trying to keep this thing secret as possible. And all we know about, in terms of players, or should I say, in terms of managerial candidates getting a second interview, the only one that we publicly know is Albert Pujols. We've been told that they have interviewed internal candidates, Esposito, Ruben Niebla. But in terms of reported candidacy, all we know is Esposito and Niebla got a round of interviews in the first round, and Albert Pujols has gotten two interviews. That's all we really know. So a couple of things to unpack with this. Is this something that leak it to the media, gets thrown us off our trail? Are they trying to figure out exactly what the public opinion is about Albert Pujols? I mean, there's a lot of different conspiracies you could throw out there with the news that Albert Pujols has gotten a second round of interviews. Is he the favorite? Is that why we know that he has had a second round of interviews? I mean, these are all interesting topics of conversation that you can read the tea leaves a little bit. People love the tea. People love the tea. But as of right now, as I look at this, and I keep saying it, and I've seen Padres fans see this too. I've seen them say it on Twitter, right? Or on X. This either is going to be the greatest hire ever or the worst hire ever. Hiring a guy like Albert Pujols. I think it's going to be a good hire. I think this is what the team needs right now. That doesn't mean it's going to work automatically. But if I had to pick what this team needs from a managerial candidate, it is a player like Albert Pujols. Getting an opportunity to manage. Having a guy that has been there and done that for a lot of different levels of the game, a lot of different levels of the sport, right? Knowing how to relate to rookies when he was a rookie, knowing how to relate to veterans as he was a veteran at the end of his career, knowing how to be a player that is expected to be the superstar and face of a franchise like a Fernando and a Manny, plus he's relatable in a lot of different other aspects of his game and his life. That is what this team needs, in my opinion. Okay? That's what he needs. That's what this team needs. I think you'd be okay with the other candidates that would have been listed. You know, everybody is enamored with Ryan Flaherty. If he is this great baseball man that everybody says he is, that could be a good hire too. If you go the direction of Ruben Niebla and keeping some of the staff in place, I think that's a good direction as well. Brian Esposito has had some experience doing that. He's the bench coach. I mean, these are other candidates that are not bad hires. But it ain't a splash hire, let me tell you that. Albert Pujols would be a splash hire. And I think this is what this organization needs and what this team needs. I don't know. I just find it very interesting to see that this is the only guy that we have listed right now as a potential candidate in which he has gotten two interviews. Only external candidate that we even know about, by the way. There has been rumors that Ryan Flaherty, the Padres are interested in Ryan Flaherty. We haven't heard anything about Ryan Flaherty getting an interview. I think Albert Pujols is the perfect hire. I don't know if I agree with the comment in the chat saying Albert Pujols is the guy you hire for a fire sale. That doesn't even make any sense. Why would you hire Albert Pujols and then send everybody else elsewhere? Sometimes, Frank, I just feel like Padres fans want the worst for their team sometimes. He couldn't win with Trout and Ohtani as a player when he was, probably, 40 years old?
You don't remember the legendary games that Albert Pujols managed with Trout and Ohtani in the lineup? Do you not remember that?
Right. How old was Albert Pujols when he was playing? I mean, come on. Are we for real right now? Are we for real? You know what? He couldn't win with Trout and Ohtani when he was, 40 years old? By the way, when did Ohtani become an Angel? Was that 19?
I think so, yeah. Somewhere in there.
I think, 2019, 2020? I remember him playing in 2020. By the way, one of those years he was out for the season. He started in 2018. So Albert Pujols with Trout and Ohtani played three seasons. 18, 19, and 20. Ohtani only played, the 2020 season was ridiculous in itself. How many games did Trout play in those times? I mean, we're going to blame 38, 39, and 40-year-old Albert Pujols for the reason why they weren't making a World Series run?
He hasn't managed exactly.
Managing in the Dominican doesn't count? Why not? Still managing.
I'm sorry. He's hasn't managed exactly.
That's right. We haven't heard anything else about Albert Pujols either on any other candidacy, except for Baltimore, and Baltimore already hired somebody. I just find this to be interesting. And to me, again, he would be my number one candidate. I think that's a splash. But the fact that we're going through second round of interviews here this thing should be getting wrapped up pretty soon, I would imagine, Frank.
Yeah, I think it's, at this point, it's the way it's being reported, at least, is that this is Albert's job to lose at this point. He's the only outside candidate that we know of. He's the only one that we've known when he's getting the interview. We didn't know about Esposito until Niebla until after the fact. And he's the only one that we know of that's getting a second interview. So it's sounding like it's his job to lose at this point.
We don't know anybody else in the second round either, because Jocelyn's asking who else in the second. We don't know. He's the only one that has been released. At least his name. Why? Because Kevin Acey mentioned they're trying to do this in secrecy. Well, why is Albert Pujols' name being mentioned? See, that's the interesting caveat to all of this. Why is his, or is it just noticeable because he's on television and he wasn't there on Tuesday when he was supposed to be there on Tuesday and instead he was in San Diego? Is it because people ask questions?
Could be.
I mean, he's the only name that we know about. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. When we come back, we'll talk more about this. We'll talk about the World Series last night. And later on in this hour, we're going to talk about some potential free agent matches for the San Diego Padres. We're just getting started on a Wednesday. San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the...
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
A lot of negative comments in the chat.
I don't get it, man. There's sometimes you have to be excited for your team. Like that's, and I know that the chat isn't the overarching.
No, it's not.
It's not the popular opinion, but my God, it's okay to root for your team. It's okay to root for them to have success. And when they don't have success, it's not that you're an idiot. It's that you're a fan. You want that success just as bad as they do.
Some people in the chat were talking about like, well, everything that, every reason why you've mentioned why he should be the manager, you should make him the hitting coach. This goes into the situation of, remember we talked about like we saw the rumor out there about how the Padres could hire Pujols as the manager and then make a bench coach a guy that used to manage, that knows how to do it, to help him with the thing. And your argument, remember, was, well, why would they listen to the manager? They just listen to the bench coach. I think that would be the case if you hired Albert Pujols to be your hitting coach or an assistant. I think they'd all listen to him.
Yeah.
Instead of the guy in charge.
Exactly.
He's too high profile of a guy for him to be like the whatever. And sometimes when you get guys like that, sometimes they don't have as much say, right? Because they're not the manager, mm-hmm. and they got to do things a certain way. It's like watching Mark McGwire be the whatever coach he was for the Padres. Bench coach, right? I think he was the bench coach. I don't think he was ever the hitting coach. I think people assumed he helped with the hitting, but I don't think he was the hitting coach. I'm pretty sure he was the bench coach for like Andy Green or something like that. We can look it up.
Yeah, he was the bench coach.
Yeah, the bench coach.
From 2015 until he stepped down in 2018, after the 2018 season.
Somebody else goes in the chat like...
Oh, no, he was...
Was he the hitting coach first?
No, he moved to the hitting coach. Wait.
He went
Mark
the...
McGwire was the bench coach for the San Diego Padres from 2015... from 2015 until he stepped down in October 2018 to spend more time with his family. He was highly... a highly regarded hitting coach during his three seasons with the team. So which one was it? Google AI?
He was the bench coach. I'm pretty sure he was the bench coach. I can't get the... This is why you can't do stuff on AI, dude.
Why could... I just typed into Google.
I know. Then you get the AI stuff. God, this freaking screen, man. Unbelievable.
He was named the bench coach. No, he's the bench coach. That's according to Wikipedia, which is just as reliable a source as Google AI.
I love when they change the Wikipedia pages of the teams that own the stadiums after they win.
Yes.
So funny.
Yeah. Okay. A little bit more reputable of a source, CBS. Let's see what they have to say here.
Anyway.
You want to know what CBS said?
He was a hitting coach?
CBS said to unlock the full power of CBSSports.com, disable your ad blocker.
There it is. There it is. All right. I the thing that's like crazy to me is like sometimes I can stumble upon things on Baseball Reference and then I can't go find it. He could have been the hitting coach at a different place, like Matt said.
Forget it. Mark McGwire was the general manager at this point.
My screen goes black every like 3 seconds anyway, so it's basically a waste.
Yeah, Mark McGwire was the guy AJ Preller answered to at this point. We'll go with that.
Today I said.
just go with that. I'm sick of looking for it.
All right, enough of that. I can't do any research on this computer anyway without it just going black screen, black screen, black screen. And then the engineers come in here and then it doesn't do it once. Crazy.
That's what happens when your car makes that funny noise.
Until it doesn't.
Right up until you take it to get serviced.
All right, let's talk about Albert Pujols a little bit more. So, Matt in the chat talked about like, well, if your stars can't go out there and do it by themselves, you have bigger problems. I'm telling you, you got big problems. When have we seen in the last 5 or 6 years, Frank, since we've seen these stars where they have carried the team and they didn't need the extra juice? I mean, how many times do we see Fernando get into problems and then he's got to call his dad?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Did it a couple times this year.
And then it was just like quick fix and then back to what he was. Yeah, you kind of need that with some of these guys. You've tried basically everything else. Am I mistaken there? You've tried the rookie manager that was a placeholder. You tried the young up-and-coming whiz guy, right, that Jace Tingler was. That didn't work. You tried the veteran manager who's a little bit laid back in Bob Melvin, and then you just tried the red-ass manager in Mike Schilt. You've kind of tried them all.
Yep.
The only one you haven't tried yet is a former really good player that really hasn't managed before. I'm telling you, you're kind of running out of ideas here to try to make this team better or to make them perform at a higher level. The reality of the situation is, yes, the Padres stars have to do better. But to me, you need to get somebody that's going to get those stars better. That's what you need. And so that's why I think he's the best fit. He is the only candidate that we know about that has gotten a second interview. Not to say he's the only candidate that's gotten a second interview. He's the only one we know about. The interesting thing to me in this entire article, and it was short, was, one, we know Albert Pujols is getting a second interview. Two, the Padres are doing everything in secret, which is fine. I don't mind that. I'd rather have them get everything that they need to get done behind the scenes and not leak out any information. But why is the Albert Pujols information getting leaked out? Or are people just asking a lot of questions about him because he's a high-profile guy? That's the question. You don't have an answer on that?
No.
What do you, I mean, or do you think he's the front runner?
I think he would have to be the front runner at this point. He's the highest profile name. He's the one that would bring the most cachet as far as notoriety and as far as excitement and hype for 2026. I think he would have to be the front runner. Like I said, I think it's his job to lose at this point. I mean, it's fine that we're not getting any details out of these interviews. You rarely do anyway.
I don't need any details.
Yeah, but it's odd that you're getting no information about any other candidate.
Yeah, even the internal ones have been like, it wasn't Ruben Niebla gets interviewed. It was an aside.
He got interviewed a couple of days ago. Yeah, it was, oh, by the way, Niebla got interviewed too.
Yeah. Albert Pujols is scheduled to get interviewed on Wednesday. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then they already interviewed Brian Esposito. Oh, I guess they interviewed him already.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what the situation has been. Steph brings up a good point. Who else is out there besides Pujols that you would really want anyway?
No one.
I mean, that's kind of been the name that we've talked about a lot. We haven't said, like, you know, and Dave Martinez, right?
And that's also the thing, too, where it's, you're getting so hyped up about Albert Pujols, and then our new manager, Ryan Flaherty. Wait, what? Huh?
That's the other thing, too. Let's just talk about it from the conspiracy side, right? The conspiracy side of, like, well, why is his name getting leaked and nobody else's name is getting leaked right now? At this point in time, with all of the coverage on Albert Pujols,
you've gotten people so hyped up and psyched about Pujols.
And I think, and here's the deal, I think a lot of people want to see him be the Padres manager. I think a decent amount of fans have been swayed to, all right, let's go with Pujols, let's ride. I would guess that like 75 to 80% of the fan base, this is a guess based on people I talk around town, like most of these people are probably not in the chat. 75 to 80% of the fan base is probably wanting or cool with Albert Pujols being the manager. Is that fair to say?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty fair to say. I mean, there'd be a handful of people that, you know, call into our show and say, like, no, what about this guy? Like, you know, we had a guy talk about Joe Maddon the other day. Like, okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, with Rod, you can't talk to Don Mattingly yet because he's currently in a World
Series. He's still in the World Series. So they'd have to wait for him to finish anyway. And maybe that's what these other teams are doing. But at the same time, so I look at that and the situation with Albert Pujols is now everybody has bought into. Are you laughing at KG's deal?
Yes.
No. Everybody has bought into a potential scene of Albert Pujols. I mean, you've seen the AI images of him in a Padres uniform. You've seen the AI video of them announcing him at a press conference. I mean, let me ask you this question. How disappointed would the Padres fan base be if they announced Ryan Flaherty or somebody else as the manager after all this Pujols stuff?
I think the only one that would be halfway acceptable is Niebla. That's it. That's the only other guy.
I would accept that.
That is you have narrowed, because of what you have done as far as promotion for Albert Pujols, you have narrowed your fan tolerance for this announcement to Pujols and Niebla. That is it. Anyone else is going to be met with vitriol and fire and is not going to get a fair shot. It's from the fans' eyes.
Correct.
Everything that they do is going to be scrutinized to the nth degree. And I'm sure we'll be guilty of it as well if that is the case. I'm sure we'll have we'll get in with the fans' ear, because remember, we're the voice, we're your guys' voice. That doesn't mean we're gonna say all of your opinions, but we are your voice. So I'm sure we'll get caught up in that and judge the new guy unfairly if it's not Pujols or Diabla.
I think the Pope Leo stuff is hilarious.
Yeah, that's great.
Number one, baseball fan. Number two, matches the brand. I mean, Padres, Pope. I mean, come on. Guy's already the mascot.
White Sox fan. He's used to being little brother.
Right. Yeah, exactly. KG's on to something here. Have we considered asking him if he wants to do that? He can manage from Rome.
Inject
great.
Ownership money. There it is.
There you go. To me,
Would you really want a donation plate going up and down the rows every single game, though?
If it gets me Kyle Schwarber, sure. If that means Pete Alonso's a Padre, oh, sounds good. Yeah, a collection plate. Here you go. Throw a couple bucks in there. Help the funding out. Got to find our way.
It's the human fund.
That's right. I just, because you know, somebody was like, are they going to just hire him because of the hype now? No, I don't think so. I think he's a serious candidate.
Yes.
I think they really want him to be the manager. They obviously have a lot of interest. You wouldn't bring him back in a second interview if he bombed the first one or if you weren't interested in the second one. And I think the public opinion is a little bit of a extra thing. I don't want the Padres hiring somebody just based on public opinion, but at the same time, like maybe they wanted to see what it was like, see what people would say. That's why his name's out there. It could also be he's such a high-profile guy that people are asking questions why he's not on World Series coverage.
You can't ignore it.
Where is he? Right? So, to me, I think Albert Pujols is still the best fit. Maybe they haven't had too many external interviews. I mean, remember when the last time they did this, so they're interviewing guys like Joe Girardi and all of these, you know, retread managers that, you know, have had success at times, but I feel like the Padres are done with those guys. I think it's time for something new. I think you got to try something new if you're the San Diego Padres when it comes to your manager. And to me, it's somebody that is a player. He doesn't have managerial experience at the major league level or professional baseball in the United States. That doesn't mean he's never managed a game before. Guy's been around the game a long time. He brings 22 years of big league experience. I think that goes a long way. And in this day and age of baseball, it's not X's and O's at a manager spot. As much as a lot of old managers want to say, it's pushing the right buttons. No, it's getting your players to play at a high level and finding what makes them tick.
And not just
being able to manage the clubhouse.
And not just playing 22 years in the league. Playing 22 years in the league at the highest level of stardom. So he knows
Absolutely.
That pressure and he knows that influence that he had when he played that Manny, Fernando, and Jackson are starting to get now. And Xander, for that matter, as well.
C20 Moreno, that was a joke because somebody brought up adding the Pope as the manager.
Yes.
No, they don't actually need a collection plate. It was a joke. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation about Albert Pujols a little bit, managerial search. Here's the other thing. Have we heard anything about any other managerial hirings?
Baltimore
hired somebody.
San Francisco hired their guy.
But I mean like rumors of guys being interviewed?
Nope.
Have we heard anything? All quiet on the Western Front. There's a lot of other teams that need managers still. But to me, I don't think the Padres have any competition for Albert Pujols, but we'll keep you updated on everything that we know about the other managerial searches, plus some good external free agent fits for the San Diego Padres this offseason. We'll talk about that as well as we continue on the Brayton Soprenet Show, San Diego Summer on Sports Station 97.3.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The fan. A lot of people would like to see Albert Pujols be the Padres manager, just in case there's a scuffle with Dave Roberts. So funny. People are funny. All right. Have we seen anything else on managerial candidates? I haven't seen anything else.
Adam, who are the Braves talking to?
I mean, there's an ever-going like page on MLB.com that updates you on a bunch of stuff. What we do know is there's four managers that have been hired. Skip Schumacher was hired first by the Texas Rangers. Kurt Suzuki hired second by the Angels. The next day, Tony Vitello was hired as the Giants manager. And then Craig Albernaz was hired as the Orioles manager. I don't even know who Craig Albernaz is. Did you know who that was before yesterday?
Yeah, he's that one guy.
That one guy.
Did that one thing.
That one guy. Time. Teams with managerial vacancies. Listed in order of most recent update. Braves, Padres, Nationals, Twins, Rockies. I forgot the Rockies still need a manager.
Do they though?
They should just make Dinger the manager.
They need a team more than they need a manager.
All right. Here's the latest update on the Braves. Okay. So what happened was with Atlanta, Brian Snicker informed the Braves that he was not pursuing a new contract to extend his managerial career. He will step into an advisory role. Next year will mark his 50th straight season with the org. During Snicker's managerial tenure, the club made 7 straight playoff appearances from 18 to 24, including 6 consecutive division titles, won a World Series in 21. Braves have only had 3 managers since 91, Bobby Cox, Freddie Gonzalez, and Brian Snicker. Latest news we got on the Braves managerial search, Dodgers bench coach Danny Lehman continues to be the front runner for the Braves managerial vacancy, according to Mark Bowman of MLB.com, who covers the Braves on a daily basis. With the Dodgers currently playing in the World Series, the Braves could wait until the Fall Classic ends to conclude their search. Tigers bench coach George Lombard, Cubs bench coach Ryan Flaherty, and Dodgers first base coach Chris Woodward are 3 others who could be considered per Bowman. Meanwhile, there hasn't been any sense that Mark DeRosa, David Ross, or John Gibbons are candidates. Any of those candidates, Padre candidates? Have we heard any of those names besides Flaherty?
No.
Definitely none of the Dodger guys. It's an interesting deal. The latest we have on the Padres from MLB.com is probably the latest that we have already mentioned. Albert Pujols attended Game 3 of the World Series in L.A. on his way to an interview with the Padres for the managerial opening, according to MLB Network insider John Heyman. Heyman wrote in the New York Post that Pujols, quote, is considered a serious candidate for the role. Cubs bench coach Ryan Flaherty, Rangers special assistant Nick Hundley, former Mariners manager Scott Servais, Padres bench coach Brian Esposito, and Padres pitching coach Ruben Niebla are among other candidates. That's according to John Heyman. What about the Nick Hundley situation? The Giants really wanted to hire Nick Hundley. Mm-hmm. It was his job. And he didn't want to move up there. He lives here. He lives in San Diego. And as a special assistant to the Texas Rangers, he's allowed to do that from San Diego. He's got kids that he wants to be in their lives, which is totally fine. Who wouldn't want that? But like, is Nick Hundley getting interviewed right now? Do we think Nick Hundley is secretly getting interviewed again? The Padres are secretly putting this thing together, which is fine with me. They can keep that as much as they want. Nick Hundley. Let me ask you this. I mean, let's go through those names, right? Winning the press conference. It's not about winning the press conference, but winning games, Frank.
Yes.
There's still going to be a situation, though, regardless of who the Padres hire, that Padres fans are going to be like, really? So with all this hype around Albert Pujols, right, Frank?
Yeah.
I'm going to go through this list. Padres hire Ryan Flaherty. People excited?
No.
For the press conference?
No, that's what I said last segment.
They're
no,
not.
There's one guy. There's Pujols, and then there's the palatable option, which is Niebla. That's it. That's what you've done with this.
You're ruining this exercise. Nick Hundley, do anything for you?
No.
Seems like a great guy. He's a great Padre when he's here. Lives here in San Diego. I just how many backup catchers need to be hired as managers? Elo asked that question the other day. Does it have to be a backup catcher, a former backup catcher?
Yes.
That to me seems to be like the only people that they hire as managers. Former backup catchers. Not starting catchers. Former backup catchers. Sure, Nick Hundley started a handful of times. He was the backup to Posey up in San Francisco.
It's the knowledge of the game inside and mm-hmm. out, knowing every part of the game without that pesky playing of the game getting in the way.
Josh Bard available?
No, Josh Bard was a starter, I believe.
I know he was. So was Ramon Hernandez. Trying to think of like former Padre backup catchers that we can hire. He doesn't do it for you. Scott Servais. No.
No.
I'd be out on that. Brian Esposito. I wouldn't be like upset. I'd be like, okay. Okay.
Matt Duvall, why you got to put that evil on us?
Oh my God.
Why is that?
Oh my God.
Why is
oh my
that
God.
A thing
no,
you
foul.
Have to put
foul. 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 Delete comment. Foul.
He draws the foul.
Ugh.
Why do you have to put that in the ether, dude?
Go Aztecs is onto something. Martin Maldonado. I could see that being the case. The only candidate, as you mentioned, I agree with you, Frank. The only manager at this point in time, with all the hype around Pujols, and maybe we're the a little responsible for that too.
We definitely are.
But the all the hype around Pujols potentially be the manager. Padres go, we're hiring Ruben Niebla. I don't think they win the press conference, but I think a lot of Padres fans would be like, okay,
it's fine, but we roll.
I'm okay with that. Benito Santiago, there you go. Yorvit Torrealba.
That's a name pull, Austin. Good on you there. That's a name pull.
That is great. I got to go look up. Drop some other ones. Padres catchers. These are all starters, though. Derek Norris, Padres manager. Mike Piazza, what's he up to? He's a starter too.
He was. He became a Padre the year that I moved here, actually. He followed me.
He did. Did he give you any pizza recommendations?
No.
Oh, lame. All right. Austin Nola. Hey, Ben Davis.
All right.
I think the pool host thing, where there's smoke, there's fire, right? So to me, that's kind of where we're at right now on the Pujols situation. You go through this list of like all these candidates. Like, look at the Nationals, right? Like, Dave Martinez is gone. I haven't heard anything about Dave Martinez.
No.
Padres don't hire Albert Pujols. They hired Dave Martinez. They win the press conference. You excited for that season? I mean, he's managed personalities before.
I'm excited for the season. He's managed personalities. He's won a World Series. I would be excited for the hire. I don't think they win the press conference because people don't know who he is.
Correct. Nationals have hired Paul Toboni, who most recently served as the Red Sox Senior Vice President, Assistant General Manager to run their baseball ops. Among Toboni's first orders of business with the Nationals is signing the club's next manager. John Heyman reports the New York Post that former Orioles manager Brandon Hyde has interviewed with the Nationals.
That's cool.
According to Andrew Golden of the Washington Post, the club also interviewed Cairo and Guardians associate manager Craig Albernaz, who just got the job in Baltimore. That's about it. Twins latest. Twins have narrowed their managerial search to four candidates. James Rosen, Pirates manager Derek Shelton, former Pirates manager, Mariners manager Scott Servais, and Cubs bench coach Ryan Flaherty. Last news was the Rockies. Before hiring a new manager, the Rockies will first set their sights on finding a new executive to head up their baseball ops. Take that for what it's worth. They're narrowing that down as well. The latest update we got was on October 22nd. Now we're getting all of the former Padre backup catchers in the chat. It's great. It's phenomenal.
Wiki Gonzalez, do you want to know where I learned about Wiki Gonzalez?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Remember the old baseball card game MLB Showdown?
Yes.
He was one of the catchers I pulled in one of my first packs. That was how I know his name.
Wiki Gonzalez. Yeah, there you go. What about Jason Kendall? Was he even a catcher?
One of the Kendalls was with the Pirates, no?
I thought, well, Jason Kendall played for the Pirates. Yeah. I don't know if
there was a
Fred Kendall?
I remember there was a Kendall catcher.
Bring Rod Barajas back. Yeah. What about Francisco Cervelli?
Michael Barrett?
Since we can only hire catchers, apparently. Josh Bart. I had Josh Bart earlier. It's a good one. Mike Piazza. Yorvit Torrealba was good.
That was a fantastic pull.
Here's one. John Baker. Padres catcher. 2012.
I think his Rene Rivera were like, who? Wait a minute.
Rene Rivera. Bring him home. Brad Ausmus.
Remember Rene Rivera.
Ruben Rivera. 98 Padres. Not okay. a catcher. Just saying.
Antonio Jimenez, no, you would not like Aaron Boone. I can tell you that. You would not like Aaron Boone.
Why not? Because he can't win with the Yankees?
He can't manage a bullpen to save his life.
I'm surprised they didn't fire him. I guess they still can.
Everyone is stunned that they didn't
fire him. I can't believe it. Cashman still has a job, too. Hire the Sanchez. Anyway. When do you think they will hire a manager?
It'd probably be next week.
I bet you they do it tomorrow. World Series off day. I could see him doing it tomorrow. We don't know if Pujols is the beginning of the second round of interviews or the end of second. Are they going to go third round of interviews with these guys?
I mean, it would make sense with everything that's gone on this weekend. I mean, we have tomorrow's show pretty much set in stone, ready to go. So that would completely screw up our show. So, yeah, I could see it happening. That goes along the lines of the off season so far.
Well, as talked about before off air, Sam's out of town. And Adam is about to be out of town. You know for a fact they're hiring it during that time.
Right when it's the most inconvenient for everybody.
I can't wait to get those phone calls. They hired a manager. We're going to need to get down to Petco Park.
Thanks, we saw.
I think if it's not, if they're not going to do it today, and they ain't doing it Friday, not on World Series days.
No.
I don't think they're going to do it on the week. Maybe Kevin Acey will report, or Dennis Lynn will report something over the weekend. But to me, like,
early
if they announce something this week, it's going to be tomorrow. And if it ain't tomorrow, it's going to be next week. I mean, because they got to start getting on the same page with a lot of different things right now. And a lot of those things we're going to talk about. The bench depth, rotation depth, power, frontline starter, we'll discuss in the 11 o'clock hour. San Diego Zimmerman Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.